Blog Talk Radio.
Legendary status. Big XL. Sam Pisa, a.k.a. Tia. Where y'all gonna learn, man? You can't stop what's inevitable. It's the incredible. PZ, AKTM, dropping jewels, but they edible. I ate my vegetables, but he ate my spinach. Riding with Vic again, so no, we ain't finished. Legendary status, so no, you cannot copy. Riding dirty radio, so crispy, y'all so sloppy. Answer to the street, so we know just what is needed. But keep it underground, staying down, cause we ain't greedy. This is where you find what is popping for the culture, where we keeping it all fresh and stay away from all the vultures. No, scavengers here, just keeping it real. Big got it out the mud, but it's still so clear. So sit back, relax, and just let us lead you. If you're strolling for no reason, then we don't need you. It's Big XL, he can't be stopped. Riding dirty forever, the home of real hip-hop.
What up, world? It's your boy, Big XL. This is the Riding Dirty Show, where we bridge the gap between hip-hop and everyday life. Come on in, come on in, come on in. One time for everybody over at WRFG 89.3 FM Atlanta, our FM radio home for the past 15-plus years. That's right. We've been holding down the overnight radio slot at WRFG 89.3 FM Atlanta for over 15 years. Salute to everybody that's contributed to this show being on their platform. Also, one time for all the streaming outlets that carry the Riding Dirty Show. All right? Whether it's SoundCloud, Audio Mac, Mixcloud, Messy FM, all the streaming platforms that give us a home to rebroadcast all our shows and interviews. Salute to you guys. All right? Also, guys, salute to our affiliates. All right? Affiliate number one, WCRR Radio. Anybody checking out the show, if you are a country rapper and you're interested in your music being played on WCRR Radio, that's the home of country rap, please definitely get at us. Also, Onyx Country Radio, all right? Now, Onyx Country Radio is a brand new independent radio station for the new faces in country music, all right? All my new country artists out there, definitely get us. Now, got to say one time for Ride 95. Ride 95 is our radio, our internet radio home, where all the Ride and Dirty shows are broadcast, all right? Now, the way to access all those stations is easy. All you got to do is go to live365.com. Once you're in live365.com, be sure to type in the word Ride, the number 95, Ride 95, and click on that station logo, and you will have music 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. All right, salute to the team over at Live365 for making that possible, all right? Now, make sure you guys definitely check us out on YouTube at Riding Dirty TV and all social media, TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, Bego, every streaming platform, Riding Dirty Radio. Remember, spell RIDINDURTYRADIO, okay? All right, man. Now, salute to everybody that's been rocking with us over the years. Nothing but love for you guys. Nothing but love and admiration for everybody that's ever supported this movement for over 15 years. Like I said, we've been bringing you guys independent music, entrepreneurs, philanthropists, just people that are definitely changing the community for a better place. Salute to everyone that's ever listened to a show, downloaded a show, been a guest, nominated the show for an award. Whatever you've ever done in your contribution, whether you hit the Cash App, whatever you've ever done to contribute to the Riding Dirty Radio Show, nothing but mad love for you guys. All right. Also got to say one time for my rock, my beautiful wife, definitely always on the check in. All right, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, again, be sure to follow us on all social media platforms at Riding Dirty Radio, RIDINDURTYRADIO. All right, now, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, you know, like I said, this is a platform for people to tell their stories, debut their music, talk about whatever they got going on in this world. The Riding Dirty Radio platform is just for those people. And today is no different than any other day. So welcome to the Riding Dirty Show. Artist Forever Stilo. What's going on, my G?
Yo, what's good with it? What's going on?
Man, Maintain it. The first thing I got to say, man, I'm very humbled and honored to have you on the show today.
For sure. I appreciate it for sure.
All right, man. So, look, let's get into it. Forever Stilo, the first thing I want you to do is let the people know where you're from and when did you jump off the porch in this music game?
All right, well, I'm from Florence, South Carolina, man. Not too far from, like, you know, Myrtle Beach, Columbia, South Carolina, stuff like that. Right now, I'm in Charlotte, North Carolina, and I started rapping, I'd say, like, 2008. And I just, you know, keep my foot on the gas since then, man, really.
All right, now, what's it like growing up in the Carolinas? What was the home life like for Forever Stilo?
It's a challenge, man, really. Because, you know, where I'm from, man, my small town is like, it's a lot of love and it's a lot of hate. You know, people jump on the bandwagon of what's hot, you know, instead of what's real. So it's kind of hard to kind of come up out of where I'm from. So, you know, to make it out of Florence is a goal for a lot of people, you know, so everybody else can kind of get the shine of what we're doing, you know.
Okay. At what age did you realize that you had a gift and you wanted to get in this game?
I would say, like, maybe once I turned 19. Like, my stepdad, he did a spoken word. So I kind of was always in the studio with him. And that's kind of where my inspiration came from, man. And I finally got in the studio and did my own thing. And it was like I had everybody rocking to my first record. So that's when I heard, okay, I got something going on, you know.
All right, so your very first song got the people moving.
Yeah. To me, it was my worst song, man. But I think everybody liked it, so that kind of gave me the motivation to keep going. And here I am, five albums, and you know, a lot of singles since then, man. They still rocking it.
Okay. Now, I got to ask, you said your father was, he was into spoken word. What did you take from him being a spoken word artist that you were able to transcend into being a hip-hop artist?
The creativity. Because, you know, like, I also watch him, you know, create and learning how to really dig in that bag and go deeper instead of just saying anything, you know, say something with a purpose, you know what I'm saying? So I picked that up from him. And that's it, man. Really, like, the creativity of music, I got that from him.
Okay, now who are some of your inspirations other than your father?
I would say Rick Ross. I grew up on him, Rick Ross, Outkast. I gotta put Jay-Z in there too, man. Watching them, you know, as a kid, that was a big inspiration for me.
Okay, all right. Now, being an independent artist, what is that Carolina music scene like for you?
It's good, man. Ever since, you know, we got, like, the baby and Son of Four Vegas, we got a lot of people that kind of put the light on us, too. So it's becoming easier. We're starting to get a lot of people to look at us and acknowledging what we're doing. So it's looking pretty good, man. It's looking pretty good. It's a lot of talent.
No doubt. Are the DJs in your area pretty supportive of the music?
Oh, yeah, of course, man, especially in Charlotte. Like I said, I'm in Charlotte now, and Charlotte, they're really supportive when it comes to trying to get the independent artists out. You know, they show a lot of love.
Okay, now, when it comes to creating music, do you feel like there's a difference between North Carolina and South Carolina for you as an artist?
You say as far as creating music?
Yeah, being creative in the sound.
I feel like South Carolina got that swag, man, you know, that country swag. You know, I feel like a lot of people say we behind, but I feel like we got the best sauce, too. You know what I'm saying? So it's not like South Carolina music. I don't care. I'll put us against anybody, anywhere. Charlotte, I would say it's a different sound as well, but you got a lot of people that's stuck on, like, other people flow, like DaBaby and stuff. You hear a lot of DaBaby flows, Stunner for Vegas flows like that, you know. As far as in South Carolina, we kind of bring our own flavor, you know.
No doubt. All right, now let's talk about you as an artist. First of all, the name Forever Stilo. How'd that name come about?
Forever came about, man, just me. Well, the number 4 came from my area code, you know. It's 843, and I just took the 4 and kind of ran with it. And Forever is just me being forever who I am, you know, humble, blessed, you know, just a good guy. And Stilo comes from, I had a hit single back in 2008, and that song did pretty good in my area. So I kind of just put 2 and 2 together and ran with it.
All right, what was that song in 2008?
It was called Stilo. It was, you know, Stilo is like swag, you know what I'm saying? So
yeah.
I had a song in the 80s called Stilo, and it did pretty good on the radios and stuff like that. Yes, and that was my actual first music video that I shot for that song.
Okay. Now, as an artist, as an independent artist, the first question I want to ask is how do you want to be first and foremost perceived by your fans, and how do you want to be remembered by your fans?
I want to be remembered just for my music, man. Like when you, I want you to know, like, whenever you hear my music, you know that it's good music, it's real music, you know what I'm saying? And I work hard for it, you know, putting a lot of time, and I feel like that'll show through my music, you know what I'm saying? Like, once you hear my music, you know, okay, he's been doing this for a minute, he know what he's doing. So I would say just, you know, I want my legacy to be he was a good artist. I want my legacy to be he was a good artist.
Okay, no doubt, definitely no doubt. All right, now, as an independent artist, and this show we have independent artists listening all day, every day, what would you feel like has been the hardest thing for you to accomplish, or the hardest part about being an independent artist?
The hardest thing would be, I would say the marketing part of things, getting people to actually hear you at first, you know, because a lot of people are not open to new artists. So it's kind of hard being a local artist and trying to push yourself, especially in a new state. So that part was really hard. It was really hard trying to get yourself known. But once you get your foot in the door, like, it's an open window for you.
All right, now, as an independent artist at this point in time in your career, after 5 releases, what has been your most proudest accomplishment?
I would say my first big feature. I did a feature with Armani Caesar. She's like the first lady of Griselle Records out of New York, Buffalo, somewhere up in there. But that was like my first big feature, and that was a big accomplishment for me.
How'd that come about?
My cameraman, I seen him shooting a video for her, and I reached out to him, and he made it happen for me. And it was like 2 weeks later, we made the video and the song. It was dope.
No doubt. All right, now, 5 releases, man. 5. You know, some artists don't even have that kind of sustained power in the game. What is your feeling about where you're at today after 5 releases?
I feel like I could be further. You know, I did stop at a point, you know, maybe like 2014, 2015 maybe, and I picked back up in 2018. That's when I really started dropping and releasing. So, I mean, it's a good feeling. You know, I would say when I stopped the first time, I was really nowhere. But it's like since I started back, I'm actually further than I was when I stopped.
Okay, now what do you contribute that progression to, especially after taking a release, a break?
I don't know, man. I would say just keep growing, you know, put that in the back of my head and keep growing, you know what I'm saying?
Okay. All right, now, I have a joint I'm about to play from you. Is it called Boss Moves, or I can't, because they didn't send over a title. What's the name of this joint? Let me see.
Oh, it's called Air It Out.
Air It Out. All right. Tell me a little bit about Air It Out, the concept, who produced it, and is there going to be a video soon?
My producer, Mellow Banger, he produced it. He's out of Charlotte. And it's basically me just venting a little bit. You know, I had some issues back home, and, you know, I just felt like it was a need to air out, you know, how I felt about it. But overall, it's a good song, man. It's a good song to ride to.
All right, now, you mentioned in the song making it out of your state without having to sell drugs. Man, talk about that accomplishment and what made you put that in a book.
Because, man, no disrespect to the people who did it before me coming out of my city, man, but it's like every artist that was, like, almost there out of my state, they end up going to jail for drugs or, you know, or the only reason they made it was because of the drugs. You know what I'm saying? So with me making it as far as I did, I just felt like it was a need to flex a little bit. You know what I'm saying? So that's where that came from.
No doubt. All right, man. Now, look, we know we live in an era where social media is everything. Man, let the people first, before I play your record, know how to find you when it comes to social media.
You can find me on IG at Forever Stilo. That's Forever Stilo. YouTube, Forever Stilo. Twitter, Forever Stilo. Look me up. And, yeah. Snapchat, Forever Stilo.
All
right. Wherever media is, Forever Stilo.
Are you on Facebook or?
Yeah, Facebook, I go by Stilo. Forever Stilo on Facebook as well. But I really don't be on Facebook as much, man. So.
Okay, no doubt. And where can people check? Where can people find this record at?
Apple Music, Tidal, Spotify, all streaming platforms. The video is out on YouTube. Forever Stilo, Air It Out. Just dropped like 3 weeks ago.
All right, no doubt, no doubt. All right, again, my G, it was an honor talking to you. Do me one favor. Shout out anybody you want to shout out and introduce the record to the world.
All right, this is my record, Air It Out, by Forever Stilo, man. Shout out to the whole Carolina, Charlotte. Shout out, you know, the whole city, man. 843-704. This is it.
Appreciate it, my G.
All right.
Yeah. I feel like the greatest nigga, hold on, let me tell it. First nigga my city made it out, no drug dealing. Pocket full of stones, you can throw them, I won't feel them. Drop down and say, fuck it, what's the move, I'm still excelling.
Boss moves, you can't name no one I lost to. I've been pushing since the gym, rocking two leagues in high school. Summer days I was dead to. My first blood was for the street, but I still fucking like it's all cool.
I never fold on a pressure. I never ran from a nigga.
I
can't let him pick that pistol. No beef I won't get into. No name calling who did shoot. It ain't about a dollar, what's the issue?
They hate it from the sideline while I play my position. You can't
can't give your two cents if you wasn't in the field with me.
I never bite the hand that feed, deep down I know they need me. I gave them chance a thousand times again and still they ain't believe. Don't eat dog food, you get chopped and screwed. Bitch, I'm a monster, ain't no stopping, we eat dogs too. I know some monsters, I can't stop them, please don't cross through. I roll with steppers, they gon' stop me if you cross through. I feel like the greatest nigga, hold on, let me tell it. First nigga, my city made it out, no drug dealing. Pocket full of stones, you can throw them, I won't feel them. Drop down and say, fuck it, what's the move, I'm still excelling.
Boss moves, you can't ain't no one I lost to. I've been precious since the gym, rocking Cuban links in high school. Summer days, I was that dude. My first love was for the street, but I still fucking like it's all cool.
But I still fucking like it's all cool.